This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. You're about to hear the results of a most unusual collaboration between Tiny Tim and Brave Combo. And you'll probably never think of Tiny Tim in quite the same way again. Most people who remember Tiny Tim write him off as an eccentric one-hit wonder. The hit was Tiptoe Through the Tulips, which he warbled in his falsetto, accompanying himself on ukulele. In the late 60s, he performed turn-of-the-century pop tunes on the TV series Laugh-In and married the woman he called Miss Vicky on The Tonight Show. This new album on Rounder Records teams him up with Brave Combo, the Texas-based band that originated New Wave Polkas. They've played loving but hilarious parodies of all sorts of rock, including transforming The Doors' People Are Strange into a polka. And they play straight versions of all forms of American regional music. Later we'll meet Tiny Tim. First we'll hear from Carl Finch, the leader and pianist of Brave Combo. From their collaboration called Girl, this is the Led Zeppelin song Stairway to Heaven.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. And when she gets there, she knows if the stars are closed, with a word she can get what she came for.
Whoa, 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 and she's buying a stairway to heaven.
There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure. And you know sometimes words have two meanings. In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiven.
Whoa, 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 and she's buying a stairway to heaven.
There's a feeling I get when I...
Carl Finch, welcome to Fresh Air.
Thank you, Terry.
I think that this is a brilliant arrangement. It is a kind of cheesy and cheerful lounge arrangement for perhaps the most pretentious rock ballad in history. Electric piano, the the whole bit. How did you come up with this arrangement?
Well, actually, a co-producer on the project, James Big Bucks Burnett, is a massive Led Zeppelin fan and also knows Jimmy Page personally and thought it would be good to include this. And we ran it by Tiny, and he had no objections, so we decided to include it. And we had been playing this song as an instrumental lounge song for many years before we did the record with Tiny. So we kind of had an arrangement in mind and just kind of flew with that.
Now, has Jimmy Page heard it?
Oh, yeah, he's heard it, and he's... I don't remember. I think he said, maybe this will finally put the lid on this song.
Even he wants to kill it.
Something like that.
Tiny Tim is so serious about his music. Do you think that he got the irony that you brought to some of the songs?
I don't... He may or may not have, but in a way, I don't think it really matters, because I think Tiny realizes on one hand that he is what he is, and he loves the old music and loves interpreting the old music and different crooners' styles. At the same time, he's always ready to poke fun at himself or to look at himself as a piece of promotion. I remember there was this Kenwood ad I saw where it was saying we can make everything sound good, and then there was a giant picture of Tiny's face, and it said, well, almost anything... I think implying that, well, we can't make Tiny Tim sound good, which, you know, most people would probably take offense at that. And we talked to him about it, and he said, oh, no, they paid me well.
Did Tiny Tim introduce you to songs you were unfamiliar with from the past that you've since really started to like a lot?
Oh, yeah, quite a few, and some of them are on the record. I love Sly Cigarette. I love All That I Want Is You, A Springtime in the Rockies. You know, I think maybe I'd heard Springtime in the Rockies once, but we decided to do this a cappella thing with it, or more of a, not so much an a cappella, but kind of a barbershop quartet arrangement with just his ukulele. And these are three of my favorite songs right now. I really love Sly Cigarette. I'd like to figure out a way to expand that. And such a, it's such an improper thing in these days and times to talk nicely about cigarettes.
Well, we're going to play Sly Cigarette a little later when we hear from Tiny Tim.
Great.
So,
and a cool thing about Sly Cigarette, incidentally, is that we were trying to find more material that he was familiar with, and he carries around this giant book. It must have 1,000 songs in it at least. And we literally just thumbed through this thing, and that title just, you know, just jumped out at us. So I feel like that within that book, man, there's like 100 more albums.
One of the tracks on the new record is called "I Believe in Tomorrow," and it's you know, an anthem about people helping people, poverty a thing of the past, love for one another forever and ever to last. A very corny anthem, which is so much fun on the record. When he brought you the song and said he wanted to do it, what went through your mind?
The things you were just saying, for one thing, corny first, and, you know, who really believes this stuff? But through knowing Tiny, we've come to know a lot of other people. And this was written by a man named Bob Ponce, who writes this kind of stuff. All of his music is like this. And Tiny thinks he's one of the greatest songwriters of the 20th century. And he brought this song in particular in and said, this is a hit. It speaks to everybody. Everybody wants this. And so we thought, man, we've got to do it. And the first few arrangements we didn't like at all. Then we decided to do this a little more kind of a swing thing, which I thought worked really well. And Bob Ponce, incidentally, is thrilled that this is on the record and has sent many more songs for me to consider.
And are you going to?
Well, there's so many people writing so many songs now that all sound the same. When something like this comes along, it at least stands out because, wow, nobody's writing this.
Oh, how
so
true.
You know, in a way, that's the Brave Combo way. So.
And I like your hand claps.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
Yeah, very
our
inspiring.
Hand claps and our finger snaps, too.
Yeah. Okay, this is I Believe in Tomorrow, Brave Combo and Tiny Tim.
I believe in tomorrow, the day that all crime will end. The day all drugs disappear, all the world will be friends. I believe in tomorrow, the day that all wars will cease, the day all nations will know they can all live in peace. I believe in tomorrow, the day equality reigns, the day all races and creeds get along without pain. People helping people, poverty a thing of the past, love for one another, forever and ever to last. I believe in tomorrow.
Music from the new Brave Combo Tiny Tim collaboration called Girl. And my guest, Carl Finch, is the pianist and leader of Brave Combo. Now, how did you get to record with Tiny Tim?
James Burnett was bringing him to town, had brought him to town a couple of times before to Dallas. That's the town I'm talking about. And on the third trip, he thought that we should maybe try to do a show with him. And he was going to be here for a few days and thought maybe we should go into the studio. So we thought about it, and we had the time, and we did the show, and it went really well. So we went to the studio and cut the first few songs. And the first time in the studio, we got some great things and got some pretty lame things, things that you'll never hear.
But maybe you'll describe them.
Well, Tiny came in and initially he wanted to do a tribute to Michael Jackson, and we just didn't want to do that. So then he said, let's do a tribute to the Beatles, and we thought, well, we'll do some Beatles songs and see how that goes. And we did several, and we saved a couple. We saved Hey Jude and Girl from that session. And then we wanted to steer him toward music that he was really familiar with, that we thought we could update and, you know, make more palatable to the modern ears.
Now, the liner notes to your new CD with Tiny Tim explained that there was some kind of Mr. Ed Festival that initially brought Tiny Tim to town. What is the Mr. Ed Festival, and what's the connection between Mr. Ed, Tiny Tim, and you?
Well, once again, James Burnett, Big Bucks, as his friends call him, he's the president of the Tiny Tim fan club. He's also the president of the Mr. Ed fan club. Somewhere, he sees these things coming together, and he put on a festival called Ed Stock, many years ago, and I don't think he'll mind me telling you this, but he lost several thousand dollars on this. Tiny Tim was one of the featured performers, and so throughout the years, Tiny has somewhat been repaying debt to Mr. Burnett. Anyway, the connection is just that James Burnett has this feeling, this strong feeling for both. And in fact, he got Tiny to record one time the Mr. Ed theme song for a 45.
Oh, I'd like to hear that. This album took a long time. You started it in 1988 and ended it pretty recently. What took so long?
Man, don't you feel like the years are just flying yourself? I mean, gosh, I don't know. I mean, I kind of know. I remember every second. We met him a long time ago. His schedule's really busy. That's one thing that people should understand about Tiny Tim is he's a busy man. He works constantly. He does concerts, fairs, openings of supermarkets, just anything, commercials. He's on Howard Stern pretty regularly. He's really follows the media trends very well. But he was busy and we were busy and we got together and didn't like the album that we produced at that point as a whole. We felt like it was way too novelty oriented. So we wanted to get back together and it took about a year to get our schedules together. Then we wanted to do it again. It took about a year. And then Tiny and Big Bucks had a falling out for about 3 years. And that's a big hunk of time when you're trying to finish a record. So they patched things up and we got back to work. And then it took about a year to get it mixed and mastered. And so, man, you know, it seems like yesterday, but my life just feels like that now. 8 years doesn't seem like any time at all anymore.
Didn't Tiny Tim have a falling out with the producer of your record because he was in love with a friend of the producer's who didn't love him back and he couldn't bear to work on the record anymore?
Man, that's a vague story, isn't it? Well, the story is that, once again, Mr. Burnett, Big Bucks Burnett, was the co-producer on the project with Brave Combo, and he introduced Tiny to Miss Stephanie. I think it was on the second trip to Dallas, and she had a ukulele and wanted him to give her some pointers, and man, it's like, gosh, what was the term? All the cuckoo clocks in his clock. I don't know. Forget that. But anyway, he flipped out over her, thought she was the most beautiful woman he'd ever seen. And Tiny loves the women. You know, he really does. Women make life worth living to him. And he has many stories about relationships over the years. And Stephanie was the most beautiful woman he'd seen at the time. And he flipped. And it didn't work out. So he couldn't bear to be around Big Bucks or Brave Combo anymore because we reminded him of Miss Stephanie. So that was the reason we didn't get together for 3 years.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense to me now. I mean, because I lived through it, but it was very strange. There's so many stories. There are so many stories, like the time that, in all seriousness, he just looked at me and said, Mr. Finch, did I ever tell you that I ate a box of Rice-A-Roni without cooking it one time?
And
you know, we were writing it. Man, you know, I was at the board mixing at that moment. He just, where did that come from? Oh, geez. You know, he's such an interesting guy. I mean, they need to do a made-for-TV movie someday.
My guest is Carl Finch, the leader and pianist of the band Brave Combo. Their new CD with Tiny Tim is called Girl. More after a break. This is Fresh Air. Back with Carl Finch of the band Brave Combo. They have a new CD with singer Tiny Tim. Tiny Tim is kind of obsessive about washing. did that ever interfere with a session?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, we had to totally stop, and he had to go to the motel a few times.
To shower or bathe?
Yeah. If he had to take care of something, he'd go home and totally clean up and come back fresh. So, you know, I don't know how explicit to get, but...
Well, I guess that's enough.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there were a lot of things we had to do according to his terms. One time he wanted a Coke, you know, and so someone went out to get him a Coke and came back and it was a fountain Coke and hands it to him and goes, oh, no, this won't do. Must be a canned Coke. So I had to call my wife at home. I mean, we're like tapes rolling practically. We got to get on with this. So she had to run a canned Coke over, and he said, oh, that's much better. And he talked for a while about the tiny bubbles in the canned Coke, how important those are.
Was it frustrating or amusing to work with somebody so unusual?
There were times it was really frustrating. One of the few moments I've ever literally run out of the studio screaming because of doing things over and over. Mostly, though, I remember it very fondly, and the good stories, which I can, you know, like one time, he didn't want to fly home one time. He lived in New York, and he wanted to take the bus, and we begged him, don't take the bus. Please, fly. You know, we had money for the tickets. He, at that moment, you know, his value structure kind of shifts around sometimes when it comes to stuff like that. And he wanted to take the Greyhound from Denton. The first stop an hour later is Dallas, and he's on the bus for 4 days. You know, I mean, just imagine this, on a Greyhound bus, Tiny Tim with his, I'm not kidding, with his ukulele sticking out of a paper bag, and he's 4 days on the Greyhound from New York City. We were worried to death, you know, and we finally reached him 4 days later. Oh, yes, well, I made it fine, and all right, whatever.
Oh, great.
So, you know, you don't really judge him by anybody else's rules, and as soon as you realize that and you go into it and realize that you're dealing with Tiny Tim, everything goes pretty well.
Do you have any musician friends who said, you're crazy to do an album with Tiny Tim?
Oh, yeah. Dozens. You know, everybody's been confused by this, and I've been really, really pleased that the response has been as good as it's been, because we were pretty concerned. We wanted this to be a Tiny Tim record and for people to view us as friends in a more supportive position. And I'm really glad that it's worked out the way it has. You know, I would love it if something from this would actually become a hit. That seems remote, but it's possible.
What would you tell your musician friends when they expressed their skepticism?
Well, I think that just, you know, a lot of people just don't know the depth of Tiny Tim, and a lot of people just think of him as somebody that was on a Laugh-In or got married on The Tonight Show, and they don't really know much more about him. You know, he's been viewed as a sideshow freak for so long that I think it's time for us to look at the treasure that he really is. And, you know, one cool thing about him is when he sings in these different voices, and his falsetto actually is not his main voice anymore, he really is imitating different crooners that influenced him over the years, and he can do like a very good Russ Colombo, for instance. You know, like he nails that guy's style, and who else is going to do that? You know, who else is even going to know much about his music except some archivist stuck in some library? You know, he can bring this music out to the public in an entertaining way, and I think that's really special.
Are there any songs that you play on your new record with Tiny Tim that are going to be permanent parts of the Brave Combo repertoire now?
Well, we play our own arrangement of Sly Cigarette now, and have, as I mentioned before, we've been playing a swing lounge version of Stairway to Heaven for some time. I'd really love to do All That I Want Is You. Hey Jude, Cha-Cha was our arrangement before we met him, and we just had him sing it. And we end the song even without Tiny with la 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 cha cha cha. You know, we leave the Hey Jude totally out at the end because the dance is what's important at that point. Yeah, I imagine we'll be doing half these songs eventually, and we're doing some shows with him at some festivals coming up. So he's coming to Texas to rehearse, and we're going to basically learn the album all together.
One of my favorite and one of the strangest, I think, tracks on the new CD is the title track, Girl, mm-hmm. and it's the Lennon-McCartney song. Mm-hmm. Now, I know you chose a couple of Beatles songs for this. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the arrangement. It's just like putting this song together with Tiny Tim.
We worked on it a couple of different ways, and I always liked the song because I felt like it had kind of a melancholy feel to it, and we wanted to take it in a little more sinister direction because Tiny is pretty verbal about his relationships with women and his feelings, and if you really start talking to him, he'll bring in all of these things that have influenced how he feels about women. So we thought, you know, we could maybe take it a little more of give it a little more of a sinister edge and give him a chance to talk a little bit at the end. And I think that that's the most revealing aspect to it, you know, is whoever he's thinking about here must have done him wrong, I guess.
Well, before we hear Girl on the new Brave Combo Tiny Tim CD, Carl Finch, let me thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Terry.
And Carl Finch is the founder, pianist, and leader of Brave Combo. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air,